feeling really good. We've had a very good week of practice. The guys have had some rest and have come back and have trained exceptionally hard. And we're very excited, looking forward to this weekend.
Because you had a big weekend last weekend. Two wins got you back into the winning habit.
Yeah, it really did. And we really needed that as well. We lost to Sheffield a couple of weeks ago. And it's a game that we could have put beyond them and we didn't do it. And then we played terribly against Milton Keynes. And, you know, we paid the price for those things. But we got back on track quickly. And, guys are playing with a lot of spirit at the moment. And we're going into these games with a lot of confidence.
Unfortunately, the Milton Keynes game was on the telly as well.
It was, unfortunately, but you know, we kind of put that one to bed by beating Guildford Heat on Sky Sports last week.
Now, Plymouth this weekend, you know a bit about them, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have played them three times now in all competitions, and the score is 2-1 to us so far. But, you know, they're a very tough team. They've spent a lot of money this year on recruiting their side, got a lot of talented players. You know, maybe they've got a little bit of a shorter bench than we have, and that hopefully will be our strength, the fact we can go deeper than they do. And we're used to playing back-to-back games, where I don't think they are.
Yeah, that's strange. I don't think any other sport in the country you play a semi-final with one leg on a Saturday night and the other on a Sunday.
Yeah, we had certainly the option of playing our first leg last weekend, and I chose not to because of the amount of games we've played back-to-back. And, you know, I felt that, you know, we kind of got on a roll and we're in a habit now of playing back-to-back games, whereas, you know, Plymouth, they've played one game and then they've had days off and they've played another game. So I think playing back-to-back games hopefully is a little bit in our favour.
Yeah. Looking at the whole season in general, I mean, it's really taken off for you this season. What's been the difference?
I think we've recruited well this year. We've got some players in who are young, who it's their first professional career and they're hungry for success. You know, Arnis Kozlauskas is the oldest guy on the team. We call him the granddaddy of the team, 35 years old, and he's kind of coming towards the end of his career, but he's really the glue and the cement to the team. And a lot of experience, played at a very high level, and it keeps everybody on a level and calm ground. And so far so good. It's all gelled together very well.
And success is great for the club and for everybody else. I mean, for the players, it's great. But a lot of people work hard in the background to try and keep the club going and prominent, really. And it's great for them.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people around who've been around this club for about 11 years. And, to finally give them a little bit of payback for all the hard work, the blood, sweat and tears that have gone on over the years is fantastic. And of course, not only for the club and the people who support the team, but it's great for the city of Worcester as well, you know, to have a team playing at the top level who are doing so well.
And the chance, because you're going to move into a new arena very soon, so if the team's doing well, you're into a new arena, you've got that extra capacity as well.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to follow a winning team, and it'd be great if we can have the basketball team up there and being one of the big four in the league and getting to semi-finals and finals year after year. So, that's my job, to try and make sure that we have some stability and we have some consistency throughout the years to make sure that we achieve those things.
Let's come back to Saturday night. What would be a good lead to take to Plymouth?
Any lead would be a good lead. I've got to say that. I mean, we've probably played our best basketball away from home this year, so we don't really have any fears going down to Plymouth and playing them. So, last time we played down there, we had them down by 26 points, and we shot the ball extremely well in their gym, so we can do that again. But we need to get off to a good start, and as I say, any lead will be a good lead for us.